Okay, good morning. We are Hilchos Chol HaMoed, Tav Kuf Lamed Dalet. We're concluding with Seif Gimel. Mevi'im mibeit ha'uman kelim shehim letzorach ha'moed. So you're allowed to take from the craftsman, pick it up from whatever you got fixed, to pick it up from him, if you're using it for tzorach ha'moed. Kigon, he prepared for you or fixed Karim, chesatot, etzlochiot, so any kind of whatever, pillows or dishes, whatever you need, sheets, aval, kelim she'ina matzarach hamoed, but items that you don't need for tzarach hamoed, you go on macharesha for plowing, otzemer mi beit hatzaba, or now you have fresh wool that's been dyed, ein mevi'in, we're not allowed to bring them. Okay. Right. We just read you're allowed to bring them if you need them. Right. Okay. If im ein la uman ma yochal. Now, if the uman doesn't have anything to eat, so then no tin lo scharo umanichan etzlo. So then you're allowed to pay him to do the job. You ought to give and bring it to him. V'im eino ma'amino. Now, when he's finished, and if you don't trust him, so then manichan v'bayit hasamuch lo. Then when you pick it up, you put it at the house next to him. In other words, you don't trust him with it, so you want to take it away from him. That's fine. But we don't want you to carry it to you if possible, because there's a big tircha, or people will think that you gave it to him to fix during the moed. But he fixed it, let's say, before the moed. V'im choshesh, shema yiganvu. But if you're afraid that if you leave it next door in someone else's house or somewhere else, it'll get stolen, or something will happen, then mefanan lechatzer acheret, then you're allowed to even bring it to a different chatzer, and even, avaloyivim lebeito ele betzina, you could even bring it to your home, if that's the only way to protect it, but then do it betzina. I don't know, have it covered up in a bag, in a shirt, under your clothing or something, where it's not obvious, so that it doesn't look like you did it on Yom Tov. Okay. Fine. Let's go to Taf Kuf Lamed Hey. Shelo lefanot mechatzer lechatzer v'chol ha'moed. Not to go from one chatzer to another chatzer. So this halakha basically is, can you move from one apartment to another, from one home, one house to another one, in the middle of Chol HaMoed? So, the problem we're going to see of moving from one place to another is tircha. So it's a lot of work. Anyone who's ever moved before, we all know it's a big job and a lot of tircha to move. It's a huge headache, heavy, v'chulei v'chulei. So Aleph. Ein mefanin mechatzer lechatzer. So the halacha is, you're not allowed to move from one chatzer to another chatzer. Afilu mikeura lina'a. Even if you're going from a nicer one, sorry, from a more uglier one or less pleasant one to a nicer new home, so obviously it would give you more simcha to be there, but you're not allowed to move from one to another because of the big tircha involved. So that's the yeser. Lo lefanot dirato, velo lefanot kelav she'inam letzorech ha'moed. You can't move yourself with your belongings, and you can't even just move your belongings alone if there's no need for them for tzorech ha'moed. If you're using certain items, you need them in a different location, then you're allowed to carry them and move them from one place to another, even in public, because everyone who's looking will assume you're using them letzorech ha'moed. So that's not a problem. Just to move items that you need letzorech ha'moed, that's not a problem. Okay. So let's keep reading. Haga. V'kol shekein she'asur lehasiya mamono me'ir le'ir. You're also not allowed to move your money or merchandise from one city to another city. Kol shekein. The only thing that Chazal allowed was if you're going to move next door from one house to another within the same chatzer. So you're not on the main street where everyone can see you, and it's a very short distance. So the assumption is it's not a big tircha to go right next door. in the same complex, the same apartment building, and it's not very public, so that basically to move from one apartment to another within the same building and very possibly the same complex, that would be okay. V'im ein abatim pituchim l'chatzer el l'mavoy. But if the houses are open up, doesn't open up into a hallway, like in an apartment building, or into one chatzer, or just a little area that's communal, or a parking lot. But it's v'im ein abatim chatzer el l'mavoy. So it's a relatively open place where many, many, many people see you. It's like a mini street. So then, in this case, some are matir if the two houses are right next door, even though you're going to be going through a small thoroughfare, an alley, or a mavoy. But it's already it's an in between. It's not a Rishas Sarabim, and it's not the same chatzer. Okay. Haga, v'im mityari machamat geneva bechatzer shedarsha mutar afilo mechatzer lechatzer hamishdamer. Now, if you're afraid to stay where you are, sakana, people are going to steal from you, cases like that. Or obviously, if your lease is up and you have to get onto the street, so your landlord's kicking you out because the lease is over. So in those cases, obviously, then you are allowed to. Va'filu mi, even from chatzer to chatzer, va'filu mi ir li ir bedavar ha'avichari. And even to go from one city to another city, because one of the main principles we learn is anything that's davar ha'aved is mutter. So again, it depends on because of this general rule, but davar ha'aved is mutter. There's always going to be cases where it might be aser. We're going to get into that, but in general, that's the rule. So that applies over here. If you're going to lose money by not moving, or you're afraid you're going to lose money, as long as there's a reasonable worry that you're going to lose money where you are, then you're allowed to. Or if you feel sakana, okay. I think we will continue. Bet. Yesh o matirin lefanot michatzer shel acher lechatzer shelo v'afilu mina'a lekeura. So this is the halacha. The Shulchan Aruch writes. There are some who point out, I think it's Tosfos. He says the Rush from the Yerushalmi. Okay? Gemara in Yerushalmi. So it says, you're allowed to go... you're allowed to go from a chatzer of someone else. In other words, you're allowed to go from any, if you're renting and you're living in someone else's apartment or house and you bought your own and you're able to move, even if you live in a nicer one and your house is not so nice or it's smaller or whatever it is, it's older, the one that you bought, you're allowed to move. So to sum it up, to go from one rented apartment to another rented apartment, in general, is aser. To go from your own home to another your own home, that's generally going to be aser. But to go from somewhere where it's not yours to somewhere where it is yours, so the general rule will be that it is 100% mutter. Okay. We assume because it's a simcha for someone to live in a place that belongs to him. And therefore... you're allowed to. So that's basically the situation. Now, if you're able to move from, let's say, a three-bedroom to a four-bedroom, and they're both, you're renting both, or they're both your own, so that generally is also going to be aser. It has to be where it's going from somewhere where it's not yours to where it is yours. That's the general rule. And so, too, if a person is... let's say he's staying by somebody, and it's very tight and very uncomfortable, and he's able to get to another place, so then that may also be mutter. If you have your own space, and you're fairly comfortable, then it's generally usr. But if it's where it's extremely uncomfortable where you are, then it's probably going to be mutter. Yeah, okay. Even if you don't own the new place, but you just, where you are right now is not tolerable. Okay. Fine. Anyways, case specific. Also, if one's... Okay, we'll go on. Another case they bring down is if you're living among the non-Jews and you want to go to a Jewish neighborhood. So that could also be a mutter. Okay. Last case over here, last Eve. Hazevel shebechatzer asur lahotzi. Now, this is generally referring to like fertilizer you have in your chatzer, you have some from the animals. So in general, you're not allowed to take it out to remove it. Because again, all these things are tircha. Ella yisal ken ulisadim. Just push it to the side. All right, you can still use your chatzer, the fertilizer, or whatever comes from the animals. You push it to the side, and it's not a big deal. V'im nitraba ad shenaseh chatzer kerefet. But if it became so much where it's like your whole chatzer gets it's taken over, and it's very uncomfortable, and it's basically took over your yard. Motzino tole ashva. So then you're allowed to properly collect it, whatever you normally do, and remove it completely. Lamaisa, nowadays, if you have garbage bags in your home, the poskim say it's okay. Rav Eliashiv, yeah, I don't want to get into all Hilchos Shabbos. There is a discussion that some say about muksa, but generally, since you remove it, we consider like a geref shalrei. And since it's something that's disgusting, that's going to start smelling in your house, you're allowed to take it out, even if it might be considered a muksa. So anyways, but for here, for the Hilchos of Chol HaMoed, it's not considered a tircha, it's just in a plastic bag, you just throw it out, it's no big deal. And so that's Rav Yashiv and others quoted for saying that. So anyways, even if it's in your yard, just to throw out some garbage, that's not a problem. The case that Chazal had an issue with was if start gathering up all this, you know, the fertilizer around the yard and to collect it and then throw it out, it was a much bigger asek. But here in our own personal yards or homes, that's not going to be an issue. Okay, Tavkof Lamed Vav. Kol tzarechei behema matar la'asa b'chol hamoed. Any kind of tzarech for your animals, you're allowed to do. Okay, so let's see. Aleph, mi shetzarich lerkov b'moed letayel. A person wants to ride his animal. Now we all have our horse in our backyard, so you want to get on and ride and go somewhere just for fun to travel in the neighborhood. Olet zorach hamoed, or you're going somewhere and you have a goal, an objective. You want to do something. Letzorach hamoed, whatever that is. V'lo nitzarach b'ragav, and it's not comfortable or easy for him to go by foot, so you want to go on your horse. Another example, even just to go visit a friend. What's it called? Yeah, so that's also when it's going to be mutter. We'll come back in a moment. So in these cases, so just anyways, you want to travel on an animal. Yachol, so you're allowed to prepare even with a malacha on your animal. Okay? Yacho lito tzipernei sus, you're allowed to cut the nails. Ulatakin beraglav, take care of its feet or make horseshoes. That's in a place where they need horseshoes. If you wear horseshoes, it's soft and you don't make it for them. Now's not the time to make it. Veha ukaf, so that's the saddle. Veha resin, vechol tzorchei rechiva, or the muzzle, or anything you need for riding. Ubevad shelo yechavin melachto, on the condition that you don't wait and do all this malacha for your animal on purpose just for the moed. But essentially, okay, if you don't save it for the moed, then all these malachos are mutter. Haga, umutar lirkov b'moed, afilu me'ir le'ir afilu b'chinam, and you're allowed to ride on a, now this is without fixing anything, just riding an animal. So there's no malacha in riding. There's a nisr, there's a gzira, but there's no malacha of riding. So therefore, he writes me'ir le'ir, afilu b'chinam, with no reason whatsoever. You're allowed to go from city to city. Sounds like he's not concerned about a tchum. V'chen nagu, and that's the minag. Alasha asur letalkein kol tzorchei arechiva imeinu rochei letzorach o letayel. Again, most people, you're going to have some kind of a tzorach or a letayel if you're doing something. But even if there's none whatsoever, it would still be mutter to ride on an animal, but there's no malacha, nothing's being done. But to fix things for the animal, then that would be a problem. Now, just interesting to point out, regarding the Isser of Mechamer, making your animal, or Shvitas Behema, does it apply on Chol HaMoed? So the Beis Yosef says it doesn't, because the Kolbo and the Orchas Chaim, and so too the Halachats and Shmuel Shabbos Kilchasa and Chazan Ovadia, on Chol HaMoed, those are not, there's no issues. Those are Lavin that apply by Shabbos and Yom Tov, but again, Yom Tov, it's a discussion. But bottom line, when it comes to Chol HaMoed, no one, there's no issue whatsoever. Okay. Okay, fine. So filling up a car, we just ask, no problem. We might digress in a moment with a very important some background, and then that'll address, if we do that today, that'll address cars and a few other things. So here we discussed horses, okay? Okay, I think we basically said all this. Fine. Let's read one more. Let's finish this siman, and then we'll go over some stuff. Bet mutar lisrok hasus kedei liapoto. Now you see over here, you're allowed. So the halacha, everyone agrees, you're allowed to comb your horse, no problem, in order to make it look better. Either it's now the reason why it's mutar, there's a couple different reasons. Either just so that it only it looks better. And it's part of tzorchei rechiva. You don't want to go with an ugly-looking horse, and so therefore it's okay. And even if you know when you take the comb and you're going to for sure pull hairs out with the psik resha, also you see it's 100% mutter. It's not such an issue on Chol HaMoed like it is by Shabbos and Yom Tov. So that's okay. Another reason they give is it might be a little bit of for the health of the horse. But here you see, even if it's just to make your horse look better, you're allowed to, and that's part of the tzorach hamoed, and it's all part of tzorach of riding the animal for the tzorach hamoed. Gimel, ein marbin behema b'moed. The right term is, well, having your animals a mate for offspring, so you're allowed to let them in a room together and they'll do whatever they're going to do, but you're not allowed to like pick them up and put them onto each other. That's what's a tircha, it's not considered a tzarach hamoed. There is a discussion, it could be the El Yeraba writes that if you don't do it right now, the animal's going to become sterile. Okay, I'm not an expert on the farm, so I don't know, but if there's a case where it'll turn into davar ha'ave, then there's actually a discussion. He writes it's mutter. But there is okay, I'll leave that. Aval, makizin la dam. But to let blood, that's for sure okay, because that's for the refuah of the animal. And that's all, okay. Ve'ein moni imenu kol refuah. And you don't hold back any kind of refuah, right? We learned that by people, so too by animals. Afilu yesh ba melacha. Even if it's going to be a normal malacha daraisa, again, for kol hamoed, it's a blanket heter of refuah. There are some who would be machmer just for very, very minor, I don't know, michush. Something that bothers you a little bit. So that's a discussion if that's called refuah. But okay. Dalit. Ein moshivin tarnegolet ala beitzim legadal afrochim. Now, lechatchila, to put an animal, a bird, a chicken, on top of eggs, in order to help the chicks grow and hatch, right? V'moshiva kodem amoed ubarcha melem yacho lehachzira. So you can't put it there for the first time, but if you put it there before Yom Tov and now they go away, you're allowed to return them. Basically, here, I'll just keep reading. The principle is pretty simple, and that's really all that's important. Aval asur lahushiv acheret afilu meita harishona. So you're allowed to put it back if it was already there, and even if the original chicken or the mother is not available, or then you're allowed to replace it with another one, because it'll save the chicks. V'hu shielo b'toch shlosha yamim labricha. but it can't be where it's more than 3 days. The basic principle over here is it could be considered a tircha, to take care of having, grabbing and placing and holding chickens on their eggs. So if it's a davar ha'aved, you're going to lose the chicks, it's mutter. Even if you can sell them as eggs, I guess, without being chicks. Even if it's a hefsid maru, a small hefsid, it's still going to be mutter to return them. So anyways, to put it there in the first place, the whole assumption is there's no davar ha'aved. Since you didn't put it there in the first place, it can go a few more days or it won't make a difference. Whatever the case is, as long as it's done, in a case where it's, when it's a small tircha, that's when it's mutter, and when it's probably going to help, that's when it's mutter. But in a case where if it's more than 3 days, it probably won't help anymore, and it's also more difficult to get the chicken to put it there or stay there, so then it becomes a bigger tircha, and so that's when it's asur. Okay. Now, I'll take a quick step back, and here. Basic principle. So we learned that Litzorech ochel nefesh for chol hamoed is mutter, right? We learned that. And if it's ochel nefesh, not only is it mutter to do even what you might consider a malacha, you're allowed to do it even if there's a tircha yisera, it's a big job, and even with a maisa uman. So that's important. And I'll just add that the Rizbah points out that many times it's tzorech haguf, something you need for your body. Perhaps glasses that break, or jewelry for women, even glasses for jewelry that's worn for aesthetic reasons. So these cases, he calls them, it's tzorech haguf, and he says for the halachos of chol hamoy, tzorech haguf also is like ochel nefesh. In other words, chazal weren't goes there and it's mutter. So again, so anything that's ochel nefesh, you can even fix it with tircha yisera, even with a maisa uman, and fine. Now, letzorech, now, if it's just letzorech hamoed, and there's no food at all involved, so then, the general rule is even for a malacha, we say it's mutter, if it's letzorech hamoed. However, it has to be a maisa hedyot, but to do it without a big tircha. In general, the rule is to fix something just for the purposes of tzorech hamoed, but not ochel nefesh. The general rule would be, it's aser to do it if it's going to be a big tircha, or you need a maise uman to do it. The major exception, obviously, will be if it's a davar ha'aved, and then it's mutter even with a maise uman, even if it's tircha maruva. And the other heter can be, some poskim bring it up, it's not really mentioned so much in the earlier poskim, but some of the later achronim mention this. Agmas nefesh. If it's going to be extremely difficult for the person, so then sometimes things are poskim are mako. And again, how do you quantify agmas nefesh? And does it go under the could perhaps be under the category of refua or davar ha'aved? Because it's a big loss if a person can't function and has tremendous agmas nefesh. Okay, so how is this relevant? So, you know what? This will take a couple minutes. Go over or tomorrow? Tomorrow? Okay, so tomorrow, based on what we just read, and it's going to be important for all the next seifim simanim that are important, we're going to go over a little bit about getting things fixed, including how it relates to davar aved, appliances, cars, etc.